Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Straight Talk for the Soul series, your vibrational, multidimensional vitamin for the body, mind, and spirit. I'm Carrie Murphy, your host, creator, and founder of this global broadcast and brilliant community of light. I do want to extend a bright and beautiful good morning, good afternoon, good evening to all of you tuning in from around the world to join vibrational geneticist and sound healer Jalene Tracy and myself to discuss these powerful, potent times we are in with all of these new earth frequencies streaming in. We'll talk about stepping through the portal to your future self and much more today. So welcome home, luminous light leaders. This is your safe haven. It is a sacred space and a sanctuary for oneness and renewal and restoration, and it is a unity community to empower you. I do want to ask my favorite question, and that is, what is the best that could happen today? Well, let's all intend to open our hearts and allow ourselves to hear and receive all of the information and the energy that will enhance every aspect of this ascension journey for us. And please set a personal intention for what you want to experience. My personal intention with our gathering is to be a crystal clear instrument of the divine, and for soulfully soothing energy to flow through my voice and this sacred energetic space with grace and ease, welcoming and inviting in the highest divine support and participation throughout our time together. So thank you for being here. Just sit back, relax, breathe, open, and receive. We will be taking some callers later. Press star 2 to raise your hand if you have questions about what's going on the planet right now or about anything that we're discussing. You can write in your questions in the webcast as well. Excited to have Jalene here. Many of you know her. She's been here quite a few times. She's a vibrational geneticist who channels light and sound vibrations to create shifts in the energetic, emotional, and physical elements of the body. Working with multidimensional light beings, she identifies areas of imbalance, disease, and disharmony in the body and channels specific tones to address each one. Through her work with the mantis and other extra-dimensional beings, she has reawakened her deep connection to the earth and its healing power. Jalene has learned how to channel the Song of the Earth logos to bring healing guidance and DNA realignment to a higher resonance. As she shares, and as we will dive in further during the call today, this year we have been energetically called to look inward. It's been a year for examination, restructuring, and rebalancing, and that is not always easy. This has all been supported and accelerated by the transformative energies that have radiated from Earth's core and showered down from Helios, our sun, and the cosmos. We are receiving so much input right now from multiple directions and beings who are here to assist us in this time of transformation. It can feel overwhelming at times, and I know that many of you have been feeling that way. Our crystalline bodies are being activated at an unprecedented rate, and a quickening of that process is now in full effect. So now is really the time to do that final clean out of the closets, the basements, and the foundations where we have been stashing any outdated limiting beliefs or perceptions of self that will not be supported in these new earth energies that are rapidly approaching. So to put this into perspective, what is happening now? We are in a final period of examination and foundational reworking from the lunar eclipse that we had on November 30th and through December 14th, the solar eclipse, which is right around the corner. These two cosmic events are bringing an immense amount of energy to our planet. They provide the energetic platform for really doing a deep dive into the core of your being to become very, very clear on who and what you actually are, how you want to bring that energy into the world. So we're being called to take responsibility for understanding the way that we are projecting our energy field into the world through our thoughts and emotions, and the ways that we're perceiving the energy of those around us and allowing that to direct our energetic output. So during our time together today, we will discuss what you can do to take advantage of this powerful alchemical period so that you are ready, really ready to take advantage of what's to come this month of December and far beyond. Just briefly to share this, and we're going to dive into this more, on December 14th, on Monday, as we experience the last powerful solar eclipse of 2020, we will close a chapter of our current Earth experience. This will affect us on every level, and your physical body has been the container for this alchemical process of transforming energetic density, which is emotional trauma. So this can really affect the physical body. So it's vital to nurture the physical aspect of your being. And so we'll get into that. We'll talk about how we can best support the body, all aspects of our health, and more. And then on December 17th, we move out of the afterglow of this transformational period. And then on December 21st, the winter solstice, we will walk through a portal of energy and step into the truth of our being and potential on every level. So clearly lots to discuss with Jaylene. Please join me, my friends, in extending waves and waves of love and light and joy to Jaylene as I welcome her to the show. So welcome back, my friend.
Thank you, Carrie, so much for having me again. So great to be here with you and your wonderful community. Big warm hello to everybody out there, and thanks for listening.
Mm-hmm. Big hugs to everybody. Powerful, potent portal. I mean, portal of potential possibility.
Exactly. Say that fast 10 times.
Yeah, whatever I just said. And as I was telling you, you're the perfect person to really describe what's going on. I mean, you spent years, in science, biology. I mean, you, and now you're a healer, or I don't know how you like to phrase it, but just to keep things simple. But it's about DNA, so, and frequency and sound. So we're going to get into that, but let's share with people your perspective on this powerful time. I mean, it couldn't be more powerful right now.
It really couldn't. And I think that what we've all been going through this year, so it started in January. We had some pretty intense planetary alignments in the beginning of January this year. And it seems that everything just sort of crescendoed after that, right? Everything just started to build and to change. And we noticed that everything wanted to be restructured. All of our ideas about what we held to be sacrosanct, right, or to be something we could count on, those things all started to shift and to change. And our idea of everything from government to finances to the way that we have relationships and the way that we interact with each other, that's really all been up for examination this year. And part of that examination allows us to go in and rework our perceptions of those things, because it's a really important thing to do right now, because these energies on the planet, and I don't know if you guys remember, but in June, we had a really powerful solar eclipse, right? I believe it was solar right at the solstice, right? So, or it was a couple of eclipses right around the solstice. That's what it was. It was amazing. So that was a pinnacle. We've had lots of peaks this year in energetic spikes. We had an amazing Lion's Gate on 8/8 that brought in a lot more potential. And so I feel like we've been in this washing machine all year, where we've been having these moments of like extreme exuberance and, wow, I think I've made just an enormous breakthrough. And then these really dark periods too, where we've really had to go in and spend some time with parts of ourselves and our foundations that really have not been working for us, but that we've been kind of dragging along lifetime after lifetime because it feels like a comfortable old shoe that we're not ready to give up yet. But we are now in that period where it is really time to do that type of deep cleaning, cleaning of the foundational aspect of who we know ourselves to be, and to really start to embrace a more expanded view of what and who you are. Because on the other side of this amazing gateway that we're going to be moving through on December 21st, we are going to be vibrating at all levels in an entirely different way, because Earth is going to be vibrating in a different way, and more and more of that cosmic light and energy is going to be coming in. So we can kind of get into the details of all of that. But yeah, just so everybody knows, I mean, it's down to your DNA. Your DNA is literally going to vibrate in a different way because your DNA has always been this portal. And this is why I think I've always loved science so much. Even before I understood all the metaphysics behind it, I knew that DNA was incredibly important. And that's sort of an obvious thing to say as a scientist, because of course, DNA is what's replicating and creating all of the cells and the functions and the proteins and everything that creates life. But it's so much more than that. It holds a morphic energetic field of information, and it carries that information in from our ancestors. It carries it in from our cosmic relatives. It carries it in from our own Akash. And it carries all of the potential of what that can all become as well, because it carries all of your future selves with it too. Because as we know, time is part of an earth experience. It's not something that happens in the other dimensional fields that we have the ability to also visit and spend time in. And so time is something that we are very much wrapped up in this third dimensional experience. But as soon as we get out of this dimension, then we realize, oh, time's very fluid. Time is not what we thought it was. I can actually access and be part of my future self now, because that's actually already happened in some place, right? That's already happening. It's all happening in the now. So that's what makes it very exciting, that we're, as we move through this transition, we're moving into this far more quantum space where our DNA is going to vibrate in accordance with some of those quantum laws that we've thought were only really meant for those microscopic atoms or, you know, little elements that are in our body. But once they become bigger, sort of, you know, you can't really apply quantum physics tools to them. But actually, on the other side of this, and that's sort of a sort of specific scientific thing, but what it feels like to me is that we are going to become far more quantum, which means that we can shift from states of being. We can be more fluid in our expression. And that's all super exciting, because it means we can do lots and lots of different things.
Gosh, there's so many different directions I could go. I mean, you know, I think a lot of people are probably feeling the physical effects, the emotional effects of this time. What have you noticed in terms of, I mean, with all of these surges of energy and you know, and as we move into the 21st, you know, these plasma waves and all of these galactic frequencies that are coming to the planet, you know, how does the body, you know, handle that? I mean, I've been feeling at times, sometimes it feels like, oh my gosh, am I getting sick? And then I'm like, no, it was just these waves and nausea and all these things. And then this emotional clearing, and there's so much happening. What have you noticed?
Absolutely. Yes. Just the other day, I felt this. I had all these flu-like symptoms,
exactly.
But I knew I wasn't sick because I haven't been around anybody. And, you know, I mean, apart from being outside and maybe there's something random, but I knew it was just energy. And I checked in with my guides and, you know, that the energy is so, can be so intense and so all-consuming right now, that our little nervous systems just short circuit, because one really interesting thing that the Arcturians and the Mantis have taught me about our nervous system is that our nervous system is this electrical circuitry system that is really our interface with our external world, with all other beings that we interact with. It's the vibrational, it sets that vibrational tone that comes through us and out of us, and working with the mitochondria in our body, which we can talk about today too, it's been really important. That also, the frequency that gets generated by your mitochondria, it's part of your nervous system. We know that stress has a lot of detrimental effects on us because that's our nervous system in a state of discord, right? It's not in a state of harmony. That's why stress is so hard on us. So when we're receiving these waves and waves of energy, it's interacting with our nervous system in a way that can really just tire us out and really make us feel like, okay, what now? I need to go outside. I need to ground in the earth. I need to connect. I need to do some meditation, drawing my energy in, connecting with my heart, doing, for me, I personally do some chanting, some singing that really helps to shift me out of that state. And then what's really important, like you mentioned, the body is to really, really fortify and take care of the body. So I mentioned the mitochondria. It's really important to do things that support your mitochondria because they are those tiny organelles that are found in almost every cell of the body. They produce about 90% of the energy in your body. So if you're feeling low energy, it's because your whole energy system and the mitochondria are part of that, big part of that, the majority of it, in fact, they're feeling the effects of the energy too. So the things we can do to support our mitochondria, we want to exercise regularly, we want to get fresh air, we want to get outside. I found that sun gazing is really important right now to support the body and bring ourselves into alignment with the energies that are flowing and changing. The sun gazing has really helped my body feel good and bring it into balance on all systems. Eating a really balanced diet right now, you know, not too many carbs and sugars and simple things, but things that your body can really grab onto, good nourishing vegetables. And if you're going to eat carbs, make sure it's a whole grain, but not too many. And then make sure you're eating lots of healthy fats that are a slow burn that really help your body to metabolize things in a really even way. You really want to stay away from toxic things like additives and food additives and things that are going to harm your mitochondria. Processed oils, vegetable oils are all really hard on the body in general and the mitochondria and the liver. So you want to avoid those things too. So you really have to take this multi-pronged approach right now where you're supporting your body nutritionally and actively as much as you can by getting exercise and fresh air and working with, you know, bringing things into your body that are nurturing and stabilizing. And then energetically and emotionally, that then you can address the waves and waves of intense emotions you might be feeling right now. But to sit in meditation and just to really feel into those emotions, really connect with them and allow them to really blossom within your physical being is so important right now because those emotions carry so much information and so much guidance on what it is that we're still releasing and letting go of so that we can really be open and clear, right? For what's
to
coming.
Approach everything in a new way. I mean, this year has been so powerful and so transformative. I mean, with COVID and everyone, you know, having this opportunity to really reflect on who do I want to be? How do I want to present myself in the world and in my relationships, you know, and looking at ourselves and others differently. So much is happening and all these emotions. I mean, there have been so many waves of them, but I also know they're coming up for so much healing so that we can really experience life in a new way. I want to talk about the real cosmic happenings, with the upcoming eclipse, on the 14th, which is right around the corner. What can you share from a cosmic perspective about why that's so significant as well as the upcoming solstice?
Yeah, that is really important to understand right now. The event that is occurring on the 14th, well, we had the lunar eclipse on the 30th, and now we've got a solar eclipse coming up on December 14th. And the really amazing things about these two eclipses is that they are really propelling us. So the lunar eclipse really propelled us to dive even deeper in and to really connect, take that look backward once more time from this year and kind of take that emotional mental stock of everything that you've gone through and where you feel yourself to be right now. And then to really dive into sort of your foundational spaces to allow that to bubble up to the surface, because we're approaching the 14th in which to me, it feels like there's this enormous door that is coming closed, that it doesn't mean that you won't be able to continue to do release work after the 14th. Most certainly we all will continue, but we're going to do it in a different way. It feels that the 14th marks a marker in the sand or a passageway, a line we're going to cross that was opened up in the beginning of January, and that the 14th solar eclipse is the bookend. It's the other end of the bookend of sort of the story of our lives that sort of played itself out, and the story of all of our lives that has been playing itself out in many, many different ways throughout the year. And so it's really sort of like the final chapter to that story. It's a way of bringing closure to some of the lessons learned, and also to begin immediately shifting our vibratory field. It's like it does two things. It, on the one hand, closes us to those chapters of self-discovery and release and integration of energy in a new way. And then it also primes us, it sort of shifts and pivots our energy field to begin facing towards that gateway that is coming on the 21st. So it's an alchemical process happening within us on the 14th that really brings a lot of unification to the changes that we have been undergoing this past year. And for many, it's not just in this past year, but the many years leading up to this point. You know, we've been on sort of a slow burn that really started to accelerate and really catch fire this year. And now that fire is gently dwindling down and is going to turn into an all new kind of burning, amazing, energetic flow, which will start to happen. And so the 14th really primes us, energetically speaking, vibrationally speaking, to pivot and to look towards that new coming of really starting to vibrate in accordance and in communion with your future self. And this is something that's so powerful. The Arcturians have been talking to me earlier this year and quite a bit this year about how they represent an aspect of humanity's future self and about how they have been bringing information to me these past several years that is really helping us to prime ourselves for embracing and embodying what it means to be your future self. Because it can sound a little nebulous if you don't really think of sort of the actual, what that actually means in reality. And to them, what it means is that we really start to become the masters of our energetic field. Humans express themselves through their nervous system, through their emotions. And so becoming the master of your energetic field, what that means is that you start to learn how to work with, to use, to generate, and to flow your emotional field out from the center of your being in a way that brings you into a state of benefit, into a way that benefits those around you, in a way that helps you to truly live out a life of your choosing, not one where you feel like you're at the end of a dog's tail, right? Mm-hmm. Where you're feeling like you're the one who's actually manifesting out your future in a way that is in alignment with what it is you want to bring into the world. With all of your potential, your future and your past Akashic field as part of that. We don't throw anything away. It's all part of you and who you are. And so that's what we're moving forward with. We're moving forward with that idea and with that notion and with that gift of being able to truly actually manage our emotions for the first time. And they've said this to me for years. Humans have no control over their emotions, and therefore the way you live your life is in this erratic way because we don't understand. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's reactive, and we don't understand how powerful we are. Our emotions create so much energy. You know, it's like that movie. Do you remember that? I don't know if you saw this. If you saw the kid movie Monsters, Inc. Do you remember when the monsters were using the kids? Mm-hmm. Okay, so in this Disney movie, the monsters were using the energy of the kids. First, they were using their fear to generate energy. And then they realized by using their joy, their laughter, that they could generate a lot more energy. And it's such a good analogy for actually what humanity has been going through. We have been feeding with fear some of the lower vibrational energies on this planet. And we're about to move into a place where we're going to be feeding a totally new paradigm with our joy and with our expression of love for each other, for community, for ourselves.
Mm-hmm. I love that. Well, and unity. You know, we've been talking about unity consciousness, and it really is, that's what we're moving into. And feeling our emotions in a new way. And, you know, with regard to, you know, we've been talking about on this show, you know, the new golden age, crystalline DNA, all of these things, the birthing of the age of Aquarius, all of these things. I mean, this is potent stuff. So,
yeah.
Do you use those terms like new golden age and all of that? Or what can you say to that?
You know, yes and yes and no. So in some ways, absolutely, I feel like we're moving into, I wouldn't call it a new golden age. I would say, to me, it feels more like a violet, a violet age.
Aquarian that color
to me.
Yes.
Yes, it feels very expansive to me. Mm-hmm. It feels very much like the violet flame energy, and that's not a an energy that I've connected to a lot in my meditations or in my channelings, but that's what it feels like to me. And the Arcturians, which are normally bringing in blue energy, to me, I've just been seeing all this beautiful violet,
magenta
energy flowing in. I've been wearing that color. I've just been surrounding myself with it lately. And that feels like where we're going. And it's such a beautiful, clear, and it is crystalline. And it is amazing and expansive. But, and I love the way the astrology is really lockstep with what's happening right now. I love astrology, and I always use it as reference points, but I don't dive into it, you know, in the intricate way that you need to master that system. But what I do know is that it is lockstep with what's happening right now. We're moving into the age of Aquarius, and all the Aquarians I know, and what I always think about Aquarius is that it's just beautiful, expansive, creative. It takes risks. It wants to do things in a futuristic way. It doesn't want to be hemmed in by the old, by the outdated, by the limited. It wants to be free. And that, I really think, sums up where we're going. So, yes, I fully embrace that Aquarian step we're taking.
Right. So we talked about the December 14th. And now, you know, about the winter solstice, December 21st, because that that is a really, really big day for us. And so that's coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Expand on that just a little bit.
So it's going to be a whole, it's the start of something. It's not only, as you know, I know you just said it's on that day, but it starts on that day, but it's really kind of starts before that day, that there's so much energy sort of leading up to it. And then at 2 a.m., we shift in the Northern Hemisphere, that is, into the winter solstice, right? That's sort of that pivot point. But boy, that it's like that gateway is open. It's like it's not a narrow, we're not threading the needle here. We're walking through a very large opening. So I feel like sometimes I hear my guides say, no one left behind, no one left behind. And that is a mantra because everyone's going to be walking through this. And the thing about walking through this gateway is that, and the reason why I've been recommending people do so much clearing and understanding of their foundational beliefs and their emotions and where their emotions arise from is because as we walk through that gateway, your DNA literally will start vibrating in a different way into a more quantum state, meaning that which you are holding in resonance vibrationally within your body, your physical being, within your mental being, your emotional being, is really going to start to show up for you right in front of you. And so it's really important to spend that time thinking about what am I walking through this gateway with? Because I don't want to take the things with me that haven't been serving me in the past. I want to understand what's been driving those experiences, get to the bottom of that, and then integrate that energy into my being so that when I walk through that gate, I'm walking through without the need to keep vibrationally matching those types of experiences. I can walk through that gate vibrationally matching a lot of joy and unity consciousness, like you said, and bringing in a whole new way of being with the people I love and with the rest of humanity, supporting each other, supporting the earth, understanding that we're here all together and that we're all part of this beautiful, beautiful unraveling experiment. Mm-hmm. And that to me is what I think is so important, is that we really consciously walk through that portal that day, because it starts that day, but we know the whole year of 2021 is going to be really amazing for so many people in different ways. So it's really going to be about expansion and about stepping into roles that you may have sort of been hibernating on or ruminating on. And it's time for them to flourish and to be expressed. It's time for them to see the light of day. And a lot of that's going to be happening. So we start it on December 21st, and then it just starts. By the time we get to March, a lot of the things that we are working and holding our intention for with on the 21st are going to start actualizing, materializing. And many things will happen before that, some of the smaller things. But if there's big projects you've been working on, a lot of those will start to come to fruition come spring.
Right. So in your work, Jaylene, you know, as a sound healer through sound, you work with the Mantis Nectarian collectives, which you've mentioned a couple times. What is coming through in terms of when you're working with people at this time, what's coming through that is helpful in your own unique way? Because every healer is different. You know, how is it coming through for you?
What I've noticed in working with people now, that we're kind of, we've been doing this sort of clean sweep of their energy field just to sort of tidy up any loose ends, especially the clients I've been working with for a while, is that I've noticed that, you know, we've dealt with some things in different ways, but now it's sort of time to just really go in there and make another sweep. And then we've been, what's been really exciting is we've been spending some time working on their future potentials and aspects of them that are coming into play from some of their future lives. And I started to notice this happening sort of summer and onward, is that when I would do a sonic release integration with Mari, my Mantis guide, where she would be helping them to release old energies from their Akashic field, what would happen is that there would also be members of their future lives there present to bring forward. So as we were integrating old energies, they were bringing forward and interpolating new energies from their future lives. And so that's really exciting, because instead of just doing the cleanup work, we're actually bringing in the new at the same time.
Yes.
So that's really fun, because that also brings in information about what does that mean for them? What do you, you know, what am I vibrationally connecting to for you for the coming year? And that's been really fun to help bring in some guidance of where I see people going, whether they're going to be traveling or doing something different, bringing in a new type of work or modality, or connecting with different types of people, relationships. And that's been really, really exciting to see some of that unfold.
Yeah, you mentioned before we went live that you're able to, you know, when you're working with an individual, kind of see where, like, the energy centers of the body and, like, this is certain blocks that are there. I mean, I can't remember how you said that, but do you remember what we were talking about and how you described that?
I do. There are three areas of energy that I'm typically working with my guides to clear out old Akashic or ancestral lines of energy. And that is at the base of the skull and the back of the neck is one area. And Akashic information comes in here and really has a big impact on the nervous system, the brain. There's a little gland in the back of the brain called the locus coeruleus, and that releases norepinephrine, which is the anxiety neurotransmitter. And that little part of our brain works with the amygdala, which is always scanning your environment for signs of danger or things mm-hmm. that it vibrationally is matching to that's experienced before, that then elicits the stress response, which gets the nervous system cranking. So I do a lot of work in that part of the brain. Then there's the heart center to release Akashic field soul energy, over soul energy, stuff that's coming in from probably some of your soul family work, your galactic experiences, things that really have sort of a deep resonance through your soul's vibration. And then there is the area of the body, the sacral chakra. And through that sacral area, your ancestral energies come through. And I'll often see this when working with somebody. I'll see a whole group of ancestors. And those ancestors can be actual physical ancestors, like those that you're related to genetically. And they can also be soul family ancestors, ones that you've had lifetimes with before from your Akashic field, but aren't necessarily a relation, genetically speaking. Mm-hmm. And those will have an agenda. That group of people will have an agenda that you've agreed to help them to neutralize in this lifetime, that you made an agreement to do that. And those agreements can have a big impact on us. And when it comes through that sacral chakra, it really has a big impact on really all of our health too, because if you think about what's right there in the body, it's our whole digestive system, your microbiome, which is managing your immune system, and it's your endocrine system, your hormones, especially for women, the way that we are expressing our different hormones as we age, our endocrines and our, you know, estrogen, progesterone, testosterone, all of those hormones, as well as our adrenals, which are up above the kidneys, at the top of the kidneys. So all of that area gets affected. And I find that when we balance these three areas with energy and with light, that it goes a long way in helping to release and relieve those kind of old patterns of energy that flow through the body from those three portals.
Mm-hmm. And for everyone listening, you're going to be offering a clearing of those energy centers today on the show. We'll just do a brief kind of exercise or group process later that will address exactly what you're talking about. And I also wanted to thank you, because if people want to work with you privately, I mean, moving into 2021, I know you had mentioned you're really not going to do a whole lot of one-on-one work anymore. So for those mm-hmm. of you who have not had a session with Jaylene, she is still offering that in this package today. So take advantage of that, because I know next year you're not going to do very much of that anymore. But I want to go ahead and move into, a lot of people have written in, so I want to take some of these questions. Let me take Cindy's. She said, is there a daily practice that I can do to best use this new energy for faster physical healing? My physical ailments are very much affecting my mental health. Blessings, Carrie and Jaylene. Any daily practice?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. So if you're struggling with health issues, absolutely. The daily practices I would suggest, on the sort of going from the most gentle to more intervention, I would say to definitely spend time outside barefoot. If you live in a place where it's very cold or snowy, just getting outside as much as you can and trying to be in shoes without rubber soles so that you're getting the earth energy, or to utilize earth energy in a different way, whether it's with a pulse electromagnetic field mat, if you can get some exposure to one of those, or working with also the sun's energy as it's coming in right now is another way to harmonize and balance. So make sure you get up and you watch the sun rise in the first 15 minutes of light. You can look at the sun for brief periods of time, and that helps harmonize your whole endocrine system, your immune system. And so those are the things that are very gentle to do, and spending time connecting to earth, connecting to your heart are very important right now to help balance the energies that flows through you. But to support your physical body even more, the comments I made earlier about working with your microbiomes and your mitochondria are really important, because your mitochondria really are part of your microbiome too, because they are known to be small microbes that we became part of eukaryotic cells. So they came inside the cell at some point for a mutual relationship, a mutually beneficial relationship, and they became part of the reason we were able to evolve as humans the way we are, part of that reason, not the whole reason, but a big part of it, because they're supplying us with all that energy. So we know also that mitochondria and mitochondrial dysfunction are really at the base of many of our most debilitating diseases, because they affect our heart's function, because they manage all of our muscle contractions. They are a precursor to cancer because they manage cell signaling and a cell understanding when it's time to die or when it's time to carry on. And the problem with cancer is that when cells become immortal, they form tumors and then they start replicating with mutations and whatnot. So we know that mitochondria are at the base of most all diseases. And so whatever you can do, Cindy, to support your mitochondria, there's a whole list on my website of mitochondrial supportive supplements, but to mention them briefly, there's ubiquinol or coenzyme Q. Ubiquinol is the active form of coenzyme Q. There's, exercise, of course, is really important. You can make sure that you're getting enough of your vitamins, which you're probably doing if you've been struggling, but make sure you get your vitamin D, C, and B, very, very important right now. I'm trying to remember the other one. It's not D-mannose. It's, I'll remember it in a second. I have it written down here somewhere. But there's a couple other ones. Oh, it's D-ribose. That's it. Magnesium and magnesium citrate is a more absorbable form of magnesium. You really want to make sure you're getting enough magnesium, because every ATP molecule, which is what the mitochondria make, has magnesium on it. I also recommend using NMN, which also supports DNA repair. So these are all things you can find in more detail, Cindy, on my website at jaylenetracy.com. And there's more details in my Light Vibes Learning community as well. So if you want specifics on that, I would really recommend going in there and really working with your mitochondria, because that's really going to be a place where you can change the body.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for some of those suggestions. And Cindy, thank you for the question. Okay. Yeah, I'm going to take this question. Lynn, I'm going to take your question from California. Hi, Carrie. Blessings to both of you. Thank you for taking my question. With the impending release of the COVID vaccines, I've read that there is a possible undesired effect on our RNA. Might this also have negative effects on our ascension and ripple through into the future of our bodies? Ability to create alignment or heal? If so, can you talk about this a little in depth? It's a big topic.
It is, but I'll give you my perspective on it, Lynn. And that is that everything you bring into your body carries a vibrational frequency. And the vibrational frequency of any type of immunization or medicine you bring into your body is going to be interacting with your field of vibration. And as such, what you can do to sort of neutralize or bring into harmony whatever you bring into your body, whether it's food, energy, or an immunization, is to work with your own energy field to bring yourself into a state of acceptance and neutrality so that you're not holding yourself in any sort of vibrational state of fear when it comes time. So whether or not we choose to take the new medicines that are coming is really a personal choice. And we don't know yet what the long-term effects are of some of the different versions they're making, right? Because they're making a lot of different versions, different companies, everyone's in the race to make it. And so we don't know exactly what the long-term effects are, but we do know short-term that some of us, because of our careers or because of travel needs or whatever, may need to take that shot. And if that is the case and you're one of those people, then it's really important that you get yourself into a very neutral place mm-hmm. before you receive that medicine. Because I can tell you that the intention behind the people who work at a pharmaceutical company, now we can look at pharmaceutical companies and think that they are sort of antithetical because they are for profit and yet they're making medicine. And so obviously they're not in the business of really healing people when you look at it that way, right? They're in the business of continuing to sell product. That's the deal. But here's the thing. I personally know lots of people who worked at pharmaceutical companies because I was a sales rep in those companies for many, many years. And there are so many good, kind, loving people who work in those jobs. People that I'm personal friends with, and I know that they're not behind the scenes trying to put something nasty into these vaccines, right? Mm-hmm. I know that they care about people getting better. I know that they want people to be safe and to heal. So we've got to let go of our fear of a manipulation trying to happen to us. It's possible that manipulation is happening because the government is in fear of lots and lots of people being sick and our economy collapsing. But let's take away our fear of what's going on and put ourselves into a more neutral space where we can accept and we can move forward in a way that is not of detriment to us because we either choose or not choose to take this mm-hmm. vaccine. It's a mm-hmm. personal choice, but bring yourself into a state of peace with it before you either receive it or don't receive it so that you don't go out into the world and then quickly get sick, and you don't also go into the world and have a striking immune response to getting the vaccine because you're in so much fear of what it actually represents.
Yes. Beautiful response, Jalene. I knew that you could handle that appropriately. I'm looking at that question like,
I know.
It is an individual thing and an individual choice for everyone. And I love that you said what's most important is a space of neutrality instead of fear, no matter what you choose. That's really the best approach. So, Daneki from the Netherlands just said, that's sweet. She said, no question, just a big thank you. So perfect to listen to what you explained. Thanks so much. I guess the way you're explaining, everyone can benefit from this information. So valuable. I agree,
Daneki.
Yeah. You have a beautiful way of explaining things. Let's see. What would I like to take here? Some of these are very personal. Okay, I'm going to take the Bonnie from Nova Scotia said, I have been feeling more exhausted and emotional since I moved in October of 2020. Is this the new house or the planetary energies? I think a lot of people.
Bonnie, it was?
Feeling, mm-hmm. Bonnie, mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, absolutely, Bonnie. It's so true. I've been having days where one day I feel like I'm literally sort of like ripping apart energetically. And then the next day I'm kind of like, hey, everything's so good. And I'm in love with everything. And then the next day I kind of feel like I just want to cry all day. And you know,
yes.
It reminds me of when I was pregnant and then, you know, you'd watch a Hallmark commercial on TV and you'd start crying.
I know. I'm
like
with you.
It's a total roller coaster, but you know what I'm really loving? I was watching the sunrise this morning because I've been really determined to get up and watch the sunrise, and the ocean has been so healing, and I'm fortunate I live by the ocean, so I drive down there and watch the sunrise in the morning, And there's been so much power and energy. And the one thing that's been vibrating through my body and that has really brought me into it, such an intense state of feeling, getting all the feels, as they say, as the young people say, is that we have this ability right now to feel so intensely those things that we might have been sort of sidelining or pushing down for a long time. And the way I'm feeling things right now and the way my body is feeling things right now feels it just feels so good to finally stop trying to not feel things and to just, no matter how hairy or ugly you may have thought they were, just to let them bubble up through your body and really, really just spend time not trying to diminish them in any way or laugh them off or sideline them or put them on the shelf for later. I think the exhaustion comes when we're still doing that a bit. And the more you can just really settle into just having all those feels and really letting them blossom within you, I think that really helps with the exhaustion. And then have a really nice nap after you do that, I say.
Oh, I so resonate with everything that you're saying. There'll be times when I'm just like talking about some of these things that are going on, and my daughter's like, Are you about to cry again? I need to go take a nap, or, you know, but I love what you said. You know, not making ourselves wrong or bad for having all of these emotions or feelings or being tired or all of these things, just kind of flow with it. And, yeah. So thank you for the question. Thank you for the response. Lynn wrote back in and said, beautiful response to the vaccine inquiry. Thank you both. Thank you, Lynn, for writing it in. Let's see. Okay.
Can I say one more thing about the vaccine thing? Because it's a little thing that they're sort of like tapping on me about. The other thing I want to say, and it's not actually totally related to the vaccine, but what it is related to is that human beings have really held themselves as separate from all the organisms on this planet. We really think that we are sort of, we live our lives in this sort of secluded and separate way from all of life. I mean, not everybody does, but we think, oh, there's a microbe out there that could hurt me. There's things out there that I can't see that could really, really make me sick or hurt me or take someone in my family away. And that puts us into that state of fear of the unknown. And one thing that the guides really want to make sure everyone understands is that we really need to start embracing these vibrational energies of other beings, not only our galactic heritage beings and the spirits who have been around us our whole lives, who maybe we've been sort of not paying attention to, but also all of the microbes and the unseen things on this planet and the fungi and the insects and the all the things that were kind of like, ew, yuck, ew, you know, I don't want to deal with that. But these are all carrying a vibrational frequency that is interacting with our vibrational frequency on the regular. So it really stands to start to bring in a lot more love and support and nurturing through those relationships with those beings, because it helps our physical body actually come back into a state of harmony with all that is, because we're really meant to be in harmony with those beings. We're not meant to live separately from them. We're supposed to be part of our experience here. Thank you for adding that in.
Yes. Yes. Our relationship with our cosmic galactic families and our relationships in the physical, Jaylene, I know so many of them are transforming in beautiful ways as we start seeing ourselves as divinely beautiful and divine. And we're also able to see that in others in a new way. So I have found that people who have had relationship challenges with family members, partners, things are really shifting and changing as people are becoming more compassionate and uniting and seeing one another in new ways. So so much. So we will take some more callers in a little bit, but let's go ahead and tell people about what you've created. You can find these two offers at straighttalkforthesoul.com. Click on the marketplace. You will see Jaylene's beautiful smiling face. Click on that. Your first offer, I want to highlight, you have on the 21st, for those of you who want to be involved in a live session, I'm going to be doing a show that day too. You are going to be doing a live webcast on the 21st at 4 p.m. Pacific. So it's not the same time as this show, which is awesome. So you guys can be here with me and Christine. No. Well, anyways. And then you are holding this on the 21st, which is really significant. That is part of Offer A. And then you've included some powerful meditations and activations and tones. And describe what you included in addition to the live gathering on the 21st.
Yeah, so I really put together the things that the guides have been bringing in most recently to create sort of that runway for takeoff. If you think of the 21st as your little airplane taking off, this is your runway. So this is your preparation kit to get there. So the first thing is a meditation and tones from the mantis that will work with your mitochondria to harmonize and activate it, to really highlight and give information about what they really are in the body and how they're working with our whole energy system and providing life for us and helping to bring that into balance. And that's a really important thing to do right now. The next meditation is called Eagle Heart, Eagle Mind, and that's an Arcturian balancing of your energy field and connecting your heart with your pineal so that those two energy centers are communicating with each other freely. Because as we move into a more expansive Aquarian type of energy, we want to make sure that our pineal is open and ready to reimagine ourselves in this new light and reimagine what is possible for ourselves, not to be stymied by some of that outdated thinking or the inability to really connect with our powerful imaginary selves, which really get amplified and projected through the pineal. So when we allow our heart to connect into that part, that aspect of our brain, then it really drives it from that place of our soul, and it drives us from our higher self and our knowing of all that's possible for us. And so that one is something the Arcturians brought in for us specifically for helping us to ready our energy fields in that way. The mantis brought in a meditation also called Rivers of Light. And this is one that really helps you to connect with the energy of light and its profound effect at that molecular level on all aspects of our being. And so when you think about your DNA vibrating, it's a vibrational manifestation of light as energy in form. And that DNA and that morphic field and everything around it is part of your energy system, part of your manifestation in the physical. And so that energies of light meditation is really there to highlight and to allow your body to really use light as energy. And again, I talk about sun gazing, and there's a neat documentary called Eat the Sun. I don't know, Carrie, if you've ever seen that, but you literally can use sunlight as energy. And fun fact, it turns out your mitochondria actually can perform photosynthesis similarly to the way that chlorophyll do in plants. So the mitochondria in our bodies are really like the chlorophyll in plants. And you can literally, as a human being, photosynthesize energy from sunlight and water. And so we can actually literally generate energy just from the sun. And that's a really amazing thing about humans. And I think as we step into recognizing ourselves as these really powerful energetic beings in this new age we're moving into, we're going to start to know both scientifically and metaphysically how that actually is happening, you know. And one of the ways it's happening is the way our mitochondrial partners are helping us to utilize energy in new and exciting ways. And then the next one is a mantis meditation to clear our chakras and activate them, just again, opening up those energy channels, kind of cleaning out anything that needs to be cleaned out, activating and opening and getting them ready. And then I added also a webcast that was recorded from the Arcturians, one of my private group webcasts, because the Arcturians brought in a whole channeled message about balancing your energy fields. And that's something that's so important right now, because the way you're vibrationally emanating energy, and I've talked about managing your emotions and your whole energy field in general, has everything to do with the type of experiences you're having. What you emit, you get, right? And I know you teach this, Carrie, I've been teaching it for years, but it's true. It can't be more true. Whatever you are flowing out into the world is going to get reflected back into your sphere of awareness. And your perception of your experiences here on Earth have everything to do with that vibrational flow. So they bring in their expertise, and there's a sound healing at the end to work on that. And then I included a course that I had offered recently, and it's called Simple Practices for Magical Living. And that is basically a step-by-step process you can go through, teaches you how to connect to your energy, your breath, the earth, and then start to make and get access to your spirit helpers and your angels and your cosmic connections, and how to live day-to-day life with all of those connections as part of your world, and how to step into some of that new crystalline wavelength of energy that's flowing through, and do it with all of that assistance that you've had around you that you may not have understood how to have access to.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And the live webcast on the 21st. So This really is your preparation kit. If you want to be, you know, maximize your readiness for these potent times, you can start on a lot of these things and then participate in the December 21st live webcast on the solstice. So this is perfect, Jalene, and that's all in offer A, and it's $111. We have the 3-pay option, so it's a beautiful gift that you could give yourself to really be prepared for what's happening in all these waves of energy streaming in, and for as we move into 2021. So thank you, my dear, for creating such a comprehensive package. Mm-hmm. Very generous. And
my pleasure.
Offer B is all of that. Plus, yes, you said yes, you're doing private sessions. So again, for those of you, she will not be doing this next year very much, if at all. So you're offering a private session, you know, plus everything else. Now, in this private session with you, Jalene, what happens? I know you scan the body, the physical body, the energy bodies, but what do you want to share about that?
Yeah, so always the guides look for those areas of resistance, disharmony, or imbalance to help clear those. But they really also want to spend time with people right now, bringing in the energy of their future selves and to start getting to know those future selves. What does that look like to embody your future self? Who are you, and what is it that you really wish to become? We have our intentions, and our intentions are often set from prior experience and from the energy we find ourselves in that moment. But there's also the intentions and energies of where you're headed, and you from 3030 coming back and bringing in some fresh ideas and ways of being. And even though it's coming from perhaps, you know, 1,000 years from now, it's going to be coming in and relevant to who and what you are right now and to what it is that you're going to bring in the next year. So there'll be a lot of information about where you're headed and what the next year looks like for you and how you're vibrationally tapping into and stepping into some of those future potentials in the here and the now. And then what that looks like sort of like as it begins to fan out and expand into the coming years.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, thank you, thank you. If you haven't worked with Jalene, this is a beautiful opportunity to do so. And clearly you have so much information on so many levels. I find it so fascinating because there's such an intellectual element that you're able to explain things in such a beautiful way. And then the healing component, you know, whether it's cosmic, physical, whatever it is, you're able to address all of these things. So And when we do the clearing, you're welcome. The group thing, will some of the sound healing come in through that? Because we haven't really talked about that, how the frequency and sound comes through you. Do you call it light language, or what do you call it?
It's interesting. I generally just call it sound healing, but there is an element of light language, and especially when the Arcturians are hanging around, they tend to finish things off with a little message in their own language, as the way I hear it. And so, yeah, there's definitely an element of light language there, but it's hard to describe. It's tonal, and sometimes it sounds more song-like, and other times it sounds more like, you know, it depends on where I am in the body. If I'm in someone's brain and there's something they really want to shift in the brain, they'll just hit it with a tone that's straight, same.
Hit it
you
with
know?
A tone. Wow. Yeah, because I can remember in working with you privately, there's so many things that can go on. And I guess it's really just what people are needing in that moment. And with regard to what we're going to do as a group, do you think that's going to be a part of it? Okay.
Definitely. There's I'm going to take everyone through a process of opening up those different centers, releasing, and I would say offering up that which you're ready to put into a state of neutrality. So what it is you're ready to let go of, to accept, to lovingly allow to be within your energy field in a state of neutrality, that's what we're going to be doing from those three energy centers that I mentioned. And that all happens with the vibrational field that's created through the tones.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, that will happen during that part.
Okay. Cynthia from San Diego said, how do I know if I'm getting DNA upgrades?
Cynthia, you are getting DNA upgrades. I can tell you that right now. Nobody is immune to getting these DNA upgrades, because what's happening is the very texture, patterning, and frequency of the energy that's being emitted from the earth, as well as that we're receiving cosmically, is shifting. And because of that, we are energetic beings that respond to our environment. And so your DNA is going to respond to that shift in energy that you're bathed in. And therefore, it's going to vibrate in a different way, and it's going to receive the energy of that new field. And as it does so, it will be transformed. And so everybody's DNA is going to get transformed. How that expresses itself is up to you, with the way that you've prepared yourself, with the work you've done, with the releasing, and with the ability to focus in on what it is you want to bring in.
Right. For anyone who would be listening to a show like this, I'm sure that it's a different experience. Because there's been a lot of preparation and a lot of clearing and conscious work done on themselves. But for those what about the rest of the population who they'd probably think we were just talking a different language right now? I mean, are they experiencing the same DNA changes, or is it just those who are awake and are ready for it? How do you respond to that?
So, yeah, that's a really good question. And I've thought about this too, because, you know, it can be overwhelming to think about how few of us there are who are on this path right now, and especially with what we see in the media and other places, unless you've been super good about ignoring all of that, which is smart. we're still getting little trickles of it coming into our awareness that there's a lot of really crazy stuff going on out in the world right now, and people behaving badly. And so what I would say to that is that, yes, everyone's going to be in this new field of energy. And the way that I see it and feel it in my body is that the people that have been on the path of ascension and the path of awakening and opening and readying themselves for this new Aquarian age are going to move through it with a lot of joy and ease and potential. And the people that have really been mired down in the negativity and the low vibrational states of being are really going to experience the world as if it's almost like we're in this bilateral, bifocal type of energy we're going to move into, where they're going to be experiencing the world in a completely different way than we are. For them, it's going to look like there's a lot of darkness, and they're going to see a lot of things crumbling around them, and they're going to see a lot of things shifting and changing in a very scary way. And I think for the people that are really actualizing their potential, they're going to feel like, this is amazing. This is great. You know, I'm seeing things shifting around me, but I know that I'm surfing this wave of energy, and I'm on the crest of the wave. I'm not down in the trough.
Right.
So a lot of the people that aren't doing this kind of work are really going to feel like they're in that trough, and it's going to be, for them, they're going to have a whole new, I think, dark night of the soul that, not to be fatalistic about it, but really just to say that they're going to experience things in a far more jagged and a far more disruptive way than the people who have already gone through that kind of stuff willingly and consciously.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for that. And Diane had written in earlier, and I think it was probably when we were talking about the vaccine, and had asked what you felt would be unfolding for us regarding COVID and the state of the world as we move into 2021. Good question.
Yeah, that's a good question. Yeah, it's a big question. I think that what's going to happen with that is that, you know, things are going to start to roll out and start to shift pretty quickly. As soon as people think that people are going to start getting vaccinated,
yes,
the collective fear is going
exactly
to start dialing down several notches. Now, mm-hmm, whether there's in reality any protective effect, or in reality whether anyone's better off than they were before, the fact that everyone's fear is going to go down,
it's like the placebo effect.
Decibels.
Yeah.
Totally.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to see a big collective sigh of relief about that, and people are going to start to feel hopeful again and less stressed, and their immune systems aren't going to be so hampered by their intense stress and fear, mm-hmm, and so less people are going to start getting sick, and
exactly,
less people are going to start to feel isolated and alone, and we're going to start to feel coming out of our shells. So by March, I really think that is going to really, that fear, that collective fear, is really going to dwindle and start to really turn into more of a celebration. And so that by our summer solstice next year, I see lots of celebration going on, and lots of really just people appreciating the heck out of being alive, people appreciating living in community and getting to, yes, getting to be together and hugging each other, and
right,
it's a lot of appreciation for things that were taken for granted.
Yes, I could not agree more. And thank you, Diane, for the question. That's exactly how I see and feel things. And it's exciting. I mean, whatever your opinion is about the vaccine, I mean, overall, it's going to give those who aren't, you know, in communities like this, just hope and relief. And they can step out of fear. So, yes, thank you for the question. Aaron from Michigan just said, hello. Oh, this is nice. I highly encourage people to purchase the package that has the session with Jaylene. I was blessed to have one this summer. It was illuminating, fun, and informative. Do it, do it. Thanks to you both for this fantastic show. Thanks, Aaron.
Thank you.
That was sweet. Okay. There are a lot of really deep personal questions here, too, and I would highly encourage you to have a session, if possible, with Jaylene. I really want to remind all of you that we do have the 3-pay option for anything, so hopefully that is helpful for you. Okay, Jaylene, I'm looking at our time here. I'd love to go ahead and move into the group process that we mentioned earlier, and we've had some new people pop in since then. So do you want to describe what we're doing?
Yeah, sure. So working with both the Arcturians and the Mantis for this one, because there's aspects of this that they both specialize in, we're going to be opening up these channels of information flow from the back of the neck, from your Akashic field, from your heart, also from your soul and oversoul, Akashic field, and then also from your sacral chakra. So we're going to open up those areas and the sacral brings in the ancestral energy. And as we open those up, we're going to be proffering up, allowing and letting go of that which is ready to be seen, heard, understood, neutralized, and reintegrated back into our energy fields. So love, forgiveness, and acceptance are all going to occur and transmute the energies of fear, shame, guilt, neglect, hiding, all of these things that may be ready to flow out through these three portals of energy in your body that have been affecting you in different ways. And so we're going to invite them out into a space in front of you to be transmuted by energy and light. Now, there will be potentially aspects of your Akashic field that will come through, meaning other lifetimes that you've lived. So that part of your soul's energy will flow into the space along with the trauma that was experienced that you're vibrationally matching to in this present lifetime. As those aspects of you, those beings, come into the space, they will be holding space and holding the potential for the release and neutralization of these traumas. As Mari and the Arcturians are bringing in the light and the sound to transmute those energies. Once that energy has been transmuted, it will be reintegrated into each of you to be made part of your DNA, to be made part of your whole energy system once again in this new transformed way, so that you can go forward as a whole being and you can go forward and take that step through that portal on December 21st, ready to really accept all aspects of self and with potential and with joy step into all that you are meant to become.
Beautiful description.
Thank you.
Yes, let's do that.
Let's do that, right.
All of that that you said. Ready.
All that. Exactly. Yes, they were. They came in, of course, when I was talking. It makes it a lot easier for me to talk when I just let them. I let them do the talking.
Yes, excellent. So, all right, everybody. Here we go.
Here we go. Okay, everybody, get yourself comfortable, and take some nice deep breaths in through your nose. As always, we want to connect into our body with the breath. And so allow the breath to flow in through the nose and all the way down to your belly, awakening and opening up that lower chakra region of the body. Each breath all the way to the belly, hold it for a moment, and then release out through the mouth. Nice big breath out through the mouth, releasing and aligning yourself to this present moment we find ourselves in. As you breathe deeply into the body, allow your muscles to begin relaxing and softening. So every cell in your body come into gentle awareness of this present moment. And allow yourself to drop some roots of energy down from your lower chakras, down into the earth below you. See those roots flow into the soils of the earth and flow through her many layers down into her core, connecting into her energy field and anchoring you safely within her space, within her flow and her field, bringing you back to the true state of your being as an expression of her joyful energy. And we send her gratitude and love for this beautiful experience. we get to have with her. And she flows her energy up through your roots. It rises up through the layers of the earth along your roots. And it rises up to your body. And it begins flowing through your chakras and out through all of the energy channels through your body, all of the meridians, filling you up with earth's light, beautiful veins of light everywhere, bringing you into harmony and flow with her energy. Now the guides create a beautiful circle of energy around you. And they call into this space any aspect of you from your past, your future, from any space and time that you have inhabited, to come forward now to offer up and release any traumas, any resistance, any issues of density, of emotional density that has pervaded in your energy field. Anything you're ready to let go of, release and accept. We call to the space each one of those beings, and they flow through your body. They flow through the Akash. They flow through the channels of energy, through the back of the neck, and out forward, through the heart, and out forward, and through the sacral chakra, and out forward. Your ancestors arriving, bringing forth those commitments and agreements made, ready to release and relinquish the energetic tethers they've had on you. Your oversoul gently flows into the space. Any areas of disbelief you have about who and what you are, any disbelief you hold of your own greatness, your own God self, is released here, is let go of, so that you can embrace the true knowledge of what you're capable of, the true knowledge of who and what you are. Into the space flows any of those areas of disrupted experiences from past lives that puts you into a state of fear and turmoil and trauma through the back of the neck that have been activating and working on your nervous system to bring you into a state of anxiety or fear. All of those releasing now as they flow into the space in the center. Seeing all those energies coalesce, envision yourself standing in a circle of love with those aspects of your being that are here to participate today. In the center of that circle is a beautiful ball of light that begins to turn and begins to pick up speed. And as the energy comes in through the sound and the light, all of that density will be harmonized and transmuted and reintegrated into each of you. Mm-hmm. In those aspects of ourselves that make us ready, help us to open and vibrate in unison with the new energies that will alight to the earth, with the energies of ourselves in future timelines, with honor and peace, reverence for all life, and the understanding of how our energy field intricately interweaves with all life, with all beings, bringing that into our conscious flow of expression as a beautiful being in form, as a spark of the divine, in action, in motion, in flow. Just bring that in now. Release with the intent to integrate all of those beautiful energies, both the releasing and the influx, the ebb and the flow, the bringing in and the letting go, all of it flowing through each other in perfect harmony in your being. Bringing you into a state of peace and calm, readiness and awareness for all that has been and for all that is yet to come. We thank you for being here today, for bringing your energy, for the gift of your willingness to move forward, to move through, to become all that you are. And it is so.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. How is everybody doing?
Mm-hmm.
I love that you just highlighted this let go and bring in, release and integrate, that ebb and flow. You know, it's so much beautiful harmonization that took place. Thank you for that. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
my pleasure. My pleasure.
Yes. How is everybody? All of you beautiful beings out there. I loved the toning or the light language or however you want to phrase it that came through. Was that the Arcturians or the Mantis?
So the tones are more
Arcturian
Mantid, and the Arcturians are more of the, it sounds more like language, it's the Arcturians, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's always hard to talk after these things.
Yeah.
But I really encourage everybody to really connect with those cosmic connections that they have. Orion has been coming up a lot lately too, because I think they have a lot to do with our past and part of the energy that seeded our intelligence here, as well as the Arcturians and where we're headed and where we're going, as well as, of course, other beings such as the Mantis. Those are the ones I work with. Each one of you will have your own collective that you work with, your angels, your aspects of your higher self. But I really encourage you to spend time with them, because they can really help amplify and point out those areas for you that will continue to need to be released. And also to walk, they're basically going to be holding your hand as you walk through this portal on the 21st. And you want to walk through with them, because they've been through this already, as have you, but we have a little bit of a foggy memory of it. They have a very clear understanding of what's happening, how it's happening, and how we can all walk through with the most peace and guidance from them. So definitely spend some time in meditation connecting to your spirit helpers. They are there.
Mm-hmm. Cultivate those cosmic connections. If someone's wondering, how do I do that in a meditation, how would you suggest them?
I would suggest that they basically, first of all, this is all outlined in that Magical Living course, but to give a little brief synopsis, I would say make sure that you connect through your heart, because you don't want to be amplifying any lower vibrational energies when you reach out to connect. You want to make sure that your space is clean and clear and protected through your own vibrational frequency of love and joy. And so really connect into the heart and emanate that out first, and then call into the space those benevolent helpers and beings who wish you continued evolution, expansion, and joy, and that you do not wish to connect to anything that is of low vibration or does not serve your evolution and is not there to support you. Anything that's there in a parasitic nature is not welcome. And then you can open up the doors and ask for that guidance and say, now if you spend your time in meditation and connecting to your heart, you will naturally raise your frequency to elevate yourself into a higher dimensional space where you can start communicating, connecting with your spirit guides. And once you do that, then you can make that request and set the intention to receive guidance from your spirit helpers, your angels, whomever. And once you do that, I would have pen and paper ready and ask some questions and just start writing and see what comes. Don't worry if it feels like nothing's coming at first. Just keep asking those questions and just keep writing and allowing whatever comes through the pen to help you understand better what the answers are from those higher sources of information and intelligence.
Thank you for that. I think that was very helpful for people to really cultivate that connection or those connections, because those beings or collectives are so ready and willing to support right now, especially now, so that we can be as ready and prepared for all of this as possible. I'm going to read a few comments that have come in. Let's see, Lynn said, ah, such deep peace and harmonic resonance. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Love and blessings to both of you. And to you, Fiona from London said, the healing was wonderful. The back of my neck made loud crunching noises all on its own. I wasn't even moving.
Wow.
She said, releasing something, I guess.
I'm thinking so, Fiona.
I would say yes, Fiona. Ari from Spain said, I released something from my nose, making a lot of movement. Mm. I wish my face was video recorded. Thank you both for a beautiful session.
Absolutely. You know, for those of you that are really feeling the physical effects of that release, I highly recommend that you listen to it again and go through it again, because that will get to deeper and deeper layers within you too. Do it more than once.
Yeah. And for those of you who really want to prepare yourself in a joyful way, in a way that you maneuver in this journey with grace and ease, you know, I really hope that you'll take advantage of this beautiful package that Jaylene has created that'll get you ready. And then you have the group session together on the 21st on the solstice. And of course, there's the opportunity for the private session. So Jaylene, this has been so informative and beautiful and warm and loving and everything we needed right now as we move into this portal, this gateway. Anything else as a final message that you would like to share before we say goodbye?
Oh, just to everyone, I would love to say just thanks for going on this journey. Together, we are stronger together, and doing these types of energy connections and exchanges are so powerful. And so continue to find your community, continue to find people you can talk to about all of this stuff and commune with and connect with, and any way that you can connect to people right now. I know it's a little difficult with our current circumstances, but any way you can do that, whether it's over the phone or over Zoom or in meditation together, even if you're in far off places, we know energy's non-local. So you can share in each other's energy field anytime. So keep connecting, and through our connections with each other, we help to amplify and realize our true potential as well. And so keep that up and keep that going. And it's a wonderful time of year to do that as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, Jaylene, for everything that you brought through today and all that you're doing in the world and everything that you're bringing through. It's just so helpful. So I appreciate your dedication and your devotion to this work, and always love having you here. And
thank you, Carrie. Thank you for doing what you do too. It's such a service. Thank you.
Thank you. And to all of you who joined us, thank you for the gift of your time, your love, your readiness, your willingness, your presence today. We appreciate you so much. And as we bring the show to a close, as I've been sharing, please acknowledge this grand, beautiful invitation before you to remember your divine power, purpose, and potential to be this pillar of light, this beacon of love, and this instrument of clarity and purity and grace and peace as we navigate these times of transformation. Your empowered light and joyful vision and leadership is really crucial and essential right now. So remember that you are brilliant and resilient and you are dearly loved. Thank you for joining us on this soulful adventure today. I am sending waves and waves of grace and glory and gratitude from my heart to yours. May you feel it, receive it, and please offer it to those you encounter today or tonight, wherever you happen to be in the world. And as always, until next time, please give yourself full permission to shine instead of shrink, express instead of suppress, and own that amazing, powerful glow of yours. I'll see you back here next time, everyone. Bye-bye.